السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful day of Yawmul Jumu'ah, the first of Shaban and the 31st of January. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat, grant us all beneficial knowledge. Allah bless us in this Mubarak month of Shaban. Allah give us tawfiq to keep a lot of rozas, inshallah. Seek Allah's repentance and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do our deeds perpetually and continuously and beg Allah for forgiveness and for the betterment of the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Mondli. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Sha'ban Mubarak in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the countries and cities of the world. We say Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Read the dua for the new moon. There are various duas, we sent it out. At least read this one dua, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. These three words, hilal, khayrin wa rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. What is the meaning of hilal? Hilal means raf'u sawt, to raise your voice. Chand, look at the chand, look at the moon, look at the crescent. And the richness, glory, beauty, style and diction of the Arabic language. Every three nights the name of the moon changes. The waxing and the waning takes place, hence the name Qamar, chapter 54. And remember that hilal khairin wa rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month of Shaban, because every lunar month in the beginning we should be reading it. Now Shaban Mubarak has started. Make it a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. So therefore each one of us should exert ourselves. Imam Malik rahimahullah, whenever the first of Islamic month came in and was ushered in, he would exert himself that night and that day. When his beloved students asked him, "Oh Ustadji, Ya Fadilat al-Sheikh, why you do that?" He said that when the beginning of the month goes well, the entire month will go well. So for us, we should set ourselves certain targets. Say, today no vices and no sins, no TV, no backbiting, no unda, danda and fraud in our business. So like that, we will become a better person and a greater ummah. Chapter number 13, verse number 11. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Verily Allah will not change the plight of a nation and a people and of individuals until and unless they change for the better within themselves. Chapter 13, verse number 11. Today, alhamdulillah, is Jumu'ah, Friday, and first of Shaban internationally. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 42, Surah Ash-Shura, the mutual consultation, and verses number 44 and verse number 45. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهُ, and whosoever Almighty Allah leads them astray. Remember, it's very dangerous for people to sit on their lazy boy and just take a translation of the noble Quran and think you're going to understand the Quran Sharif with the DIY, do it yourself, self-study. That is a part of delusion and deception. So you have to go to the Grand Master. You have to sit at the feet of the teacher. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. It is mentioned in chapter 62. And in verse number 2, Almighty Allah states, He Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is teaching the Sahaba. Majority of them were Arabs, but yet they required a teacher. What is the import? What are the new answers? What are the meaning of this word, of that verse, and so forth and so on, regarding the Quran Sharif, regarding the Sunnah Mubarakah? So all this is in front of us. So therefore, you can't just say, wa may yudlilillah, that whosoever Almighty Allah leads astray. You have to read it in conjunction with another verse, chapter number 61, verse number 5. Falamma zahu, when they, the human being, decided they don't want this part of Islam, they don't want to follow the Prophet of Islam, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, azaghallahu qulubah, whom then Almighty Allah let their hearts get deviated. So they took the initiative and then Almighty Allah let them astray. To zameen asman ka farq ho gaya. So al-farqu bayna thara wa suraya. So that is the correct meaning. Not that how you think that just Allah led them astray. Nay, human being, the 7 billion said, we're not interested in Islam. We're not interested in the Sunnah Mubarakah. We want our freedom. We want our, you understand, own system. So go. If you want to go to hell, nobody is going to prevent you. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ مِّنْ بَعْدِ. So Almighty Allah states, whosoever Almighty Allah leads astray after after they, the human being, took the initiative. فَمَالَهُ Then there's nobody for that person. مِنْ وَلِيٍّ مِنْ بَعْدِ That there's no protector for that person. مِنْ بَعْدِ After him. After him, after Almighty Allah. We as Muslims say, chapter 22, verse 78, the last line of the 17 Supara, 17 Jews. فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ How excellent is Almighty Allah as a protector. How excellent is Almighty Allah as a helper. So we place our trust solely, only, exclusively on Almighty Allah. But these shaitans, these people are not interested. So Almighty Allah withdraws his help from them and protection from them. So therefore, there's nobody مُوَلِيٍّ مِنْ بَعْدِ So there is no protection for them after him, Almighty Allah. وَتَرَى الظَّالِمِينَ And you will see these zalims who are sane and mature, guilty of committing kufr and blasphemy, shirk and polytheism, idol worship. لَمَّا رَأَوُ الْعَذَابِ When they see the punishment surrounding them at the time of death, on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, يَقُولُونَ That's the time the non-Muslim will be crying, begging, petitioning, Almighty Allah, هَلْ إِلَى مَرَدِّمْ مِنْ سَبِيلِ Is there any way for a return ticket? We want to return to this world. We will do all the good deeds and we'll carry out all the righteous actions. Almighty Allah has mentioned this in the noble Quran. Everything you want to know, you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So let's describe the scene that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran. So much so. إِذَا جَاءَ أَهَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ When death approaches and surrounds the non-Muslim, especially those who are sane and mature, قَال They will beg, they will petition Almighty Allah. رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ Please send me back to this world. Send me back, give me another chance. لَأَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْ So that I will do all the actions which I abandoned and neglected and so forth. Oh, I will try and do all that. Allah's simultaneous answer, Kalla, never ever. Why? إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا These are just words on the tip of your tongue. And now you are going to freck and you're going to die. Freck means for a person to die like a dog. Like how the 67 Americans, there they died in Washington. And we say we're very happy about it. We make dua. اللَّهُمَّ عَلَيْكَ بِجُيُوشِ أَمَرِكِيِّينَ وَإِسْرَائِيلِيِّينَ وَهِنْدِي وبرطانيين وأعداء الدين يا الله you decimate and destroy the American army, the Israeli army, the British army, the Indian army, all our enemies and whoever else is our enemy. So that's why somebody's dua, some waliullah in some part of the world, Allah Jalla Wala heard his dua. So that is what happens. They just speak. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ And then they, in front of them, وَرَاء normally means behind. In this text and context, it means in front of them. بَرْزَخٌ is that. بَرْزَخ means a partition. So, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ So that is the partition between the dunya, this worldly life, and the year after. So dispatched to hell forever, everlasting doom and gloom. So there you have it, folks. Chapter 23, verses 99 and 100. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah. Now they are begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. Alas, too late. Watarahum, and you will see them. Yu'raduna alayha, they are presented alayha to the fire. How Allah says about the Pharaoh and his cronies, that an-naru yu'raduna alayha huduwan wa ashiya. Chapter number 40, verse number 46. The Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, they are presented day and night all the time to the fire. Even now, if you go to Cairo and you go to the Pharaonic Museum, they are being presented. We not seeing it does not mean it did not happen. You're sleeping with your hubby, you're sleeping with your wife, with your baby, your son, daughter, and they woke up 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, they're perspiring. What happened? They say they saw a nightmare. You didn't see it, but all the signs are there. So Allah Jalla Wala tells us that's sufficient. That is our iman, our faith, our conviction. Yu'minuna bil ghayb, we believe in the unseen. So watarahum yu'raduna alayha, you will see them, O Muslim. You will see them, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the day of justice. That yu'raduna alayha, they will be presented to the fire. Khashin. Now they will become so humble. Why they'll be so humble? Min al-dhulli. Because of the disgrace, the humiliation that is surrounding them. Yanzuruna min tarafin khafi. And they'll be looking at it with the corner of their eyes. They'll be looking this way and that way, glancing. We are now in such a big mess, and now there is no escape route. And they will say, Ma lahum min ahmahis, that now for them no escape route. Wa qala alladhina amanu, and though Allah juxtaposes it, Allah draws a comparison, the people of true iman and faith and conviction, and the kuffar. What will the people of iman say? Allah make us to live with iman and die with iman and Islam. That is the ultimate success. Wa qala alladhina amanu, and those people who pass away with iman and faith and conviction in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they will be announcing and pronouncing, Inna al-khasirin al-ladina, verily the failures and the losers are, who are those people? Khasiru anfusahum wa ahalihim yawm al-qiyamah, they are the losers of themselves, the failures of themselves and their families. They led themselves astray. They led others astray. That is double criminal and double crime they committed. Yawm al-qiyamah. So they will be the biggest losers. Allah, behold, harfut tambih. You remember when we were in primary school, we looking right and left, the teacher would say, Oh, Sonny, I want your undivided attention. Nowadays, there's no discipline in the school. That time, the teacher just had to say one word, and we all were shaken up. So that is what it is. Allah, behold, everybody pay attention. Inna al-zalimina fi adhabim muqeem. This mushrikeen, inna shirka la zulmun azeem. Chapter 31, verse 13. The people who commit shirk, ascribe, associate somebody, something to Allah, they have committed the worst form of oppression, transgression, suppression. And these are the zalims who are the kafirin. And they reject the articles of faith. Allah, behold, inna al-zalimina fi adhabim muqeem. So they will be in that perpetual punishment, everlasting doom and gloom. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 33, verse 64-65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin. Verily Allah has already cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. Wa'adda lahum sa'ira. Almighty Allah has already prepare for them the blazing fire, the inferno. Khalidina fiha abada, they will dwell and stay there forever and ever, eternal doom and gloom. La yajiduna waliyan wala nasira, there is no helper, there is no protector for them. Read with me, O Muslim, on this Mubarak, blessed, honorable day of Jumu'ah, first of Shaban, internationally. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika من الكفر. Ya Allah Jalla wa Ala, I seek your protection from kufr and blasphemy, wa shirki, from polytheism and idol worship, wa nifaqi, and hypocrisy, where people pay lip service only to Islam and their hearts are devoid of true iman and faith. So these are the three categories all mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Allah will dispatch all three of them straight to hell, everlasting doom and gloom. Allahumma ahfadhna min, may Almighty Allah protect us from the kufr, shirk and nifaq, and keep us steadfast on iman, and we die with iman and Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the first of Sha'ban, and that is 1446. Day number 13 of the ceasefire. Now you will read the dua in the following manner. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. We present to you the news views locally, nationally, internationally, the news views and interviews. So let's see where, how far we go. Insha'Allah, we must keep ourselves abreast with what is happening right under our nose and what the jutla and all these enemies. Yesterday late at night I sent something out on my status, and there's a spray. It's called the anti-Zionist spray, to get rid of all their lies and propaganda and their hasbara. Hasbara is the Jewish term, the Hebrew language for their propaganda, napaki, haramis, shaitans. So let's give you the news, views, interviews. Alhamdulillah, say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Haaretz newspaper say one jutla killed there in the West Bank. We say lying. Five jutlas killed, you must remember that. That is from our own correspondent. I sent it out to you late at night. How our people, Hamas, Jihad Islami, Palestinians, despite all the difficulties, they trap them and deceive them. Al-Harbu Khud'a, Mustafa Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. What is war? Survival of the shrewdest. What is war? Deception against your enemy. Well done to Hamas and Jihad Islami. Alhamdulillah, 67 haramis, Americans dispatched straight to hell. The plane crashed with the helicopter right there in Washington. Lucky they didn't fall there on Trump's head, trumpeting away in the White House, the harami. 67 killed in Washington, 64 passengers. If there's any Muslim, for them we say inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. 90% must be non-Muslim, so we say la'natullah alayhim, good riddance. And three of them were in that army helicopter, so we say alhamdulillah, we're very happy. Wa yawma idhi yafrahul mu'minun bi nasrillah. Quran says when harm comes to the kuffar and your enemy, you must be very, very happy. That's what the Quran is saying. But today's munafiq Muslim, so-called Muslim, don't understand that. Commander Muhammad Daif was martyred, announced by Hamas. Allah accept his martyrdom. Allahumma taqabbal shuhadahum. What a legacy he left behind. He told the jutlas, we have just killed one of your big soldiers, and now we want Sheikh Ahmad Yasin to be released. And they're to release him? That was Muhammad Daif, Sahibu Saif. So remember that Muhammad Daif was the person with the sword, not literal sword. His sword was his tongue. So that is how he struck fear into the hands of the Sahayina and the Jutlas and the Zionists and the Haramis. 110 Palestinians freed after delays and so forth. So one is Zakaria Zubaydi and others who dispatched 45 Jutlas straight to hell, and they bombed them in a bus. We say well done. You must remember that we have no sympathy, empathy for any jutla, any Zionist. So, and 8 jutlas were, remember, also released. 5 of them from Thailand and 3 jutlas, you see that. So, what, the youngest person among the Palestinians was 15 years old, and 21 of them will be sent to other countries and so forth and so on. Hamas are pastors, you know. What they do, they humiliate America. They humiliate Israel. They humiliate the Zionists. So for one of them, Arbil Yehud, or anyone else of them Yehudis, for us they're all the same. So they released her right there by the house of Yahya Sinwar. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا يَحْيَا Sinwar. His legacy lives on, our leader Yahya. He changed the landscape of the world. He changed the Arabic language. When you are fighting the enemy and you in your last breath and then you throw something at them, then in your last moment you say Ramaytuhu bi'asas Sinwar, I threw the stick of Sinwar against the enemy. That's how he changed the Arabic language. What a legacy. Remember that they took her there to Yahya Sinwar's house in Khan Yunus, and there they released her. The world's media focused whether they love him or they hate him, but Yahya Sinwar's name will shine. And all these haramis, kings and crown princes and murtads and rulers of the Arab countries, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, whole lot haramis and murtads, their name is stinking from Tel Aviv right to Washington. Trump should take the Gazans right into USA. Article there in the Haaretz newspaper. Trump, you trumpeting away. If you got so much feeling for the people of Gaza, take them there. How you are sending out people and kicking them out from America, putting them in chains and shackles. That is what America is doing. Go see your news and then you will understand. UNRWA is banned now in Palestine. So the United Nations, if they really had some voice, they should expel Israel. How South Africa was expelled under the apartheid regime. How FIFA expelled South Africa. Israel is an apartheid regime. Much more oppressive and repressive than the South African Burkis and Boer and whites. But because money speaks all languages, so therefore, and America is there, these are the two countries guilty of state terrorism, America and Israel. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. You see, Dubai, that the leaders, they pakka, kafir, murtad, harami, and shaitan. Thousands of Israelis hiding there, and in Dubai and surrounding, and they war criminals. And these people give them sanctuary, and they give them place there. Can you believe? Wailul lil Arab, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, woe and destruction to the Arabs. May Allah decimate them. May Allah decimate their oil and gas and whatever else they have, that they are helping the Jutlas and the Haramis. South Africa cannot be a mediator in Congo. Big problems there. South Africa president disgrace. South African minister of defense disgrace. South African soldiers dying there. What you expect of these people? These people's job is khana, pina, sona, pahana. Just eat, drink, sleep, and go to toilet. That's all. And they, you opposite my house here, we got army. You look at them, they look like jokers. Every day I see them, they're getting fatter and fatter. So that's all I see them doing. Goma is controlled by Rwanda and the M3. You see, the diamonds are there, so the Jutlas will be there, and the West will be there. Everybody wants a share, you must remember that. And they steal these colonial powers, these whiteys, the supremacists, majority of them. I travel so many countries with Allah's help, and everywhere I noticed it, that majority of the whites are racist in the world. In South Africa, it was law, but everywhere else, it is the unwritten law. That is what you will see. Unless you're an idiot, then I can't help you. Okay, Ahmad Shira of Syria, he met the Qatar leader. And remember, they said that now there must be investment coming. And they need a government that is all-inclusive. And they say they're going to prepare for elections and so forth. Personally, I don't trust this guy, Ahmad Shira. So remember that. Sometimes he speaks this way, sometimes that way, with the glib tongue. just like the Jutlas. Layyam bi al-sinatihim, with a folk tongue. Sweden, the guy who was burning the Quran, our Muslim brother, with ghira and iman and self-esteem, self-respect, dispatched him straight to hell. Well done, my brother. Stockholm, you see, if you know Sweden, there are 10 million people, 1 million plus are Muslim. So I went there, I gave Jummah lectures there and so forth. Beautiful masjid they have there in Stockholm and so forth. So remember, well done. We need to teach these people a big lesson. Anti-Semitism is on the increase in Australia. So what the hell you expect when you carry out genocide, you carry out ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, the world will react. And remember, the whole world now sees who are the real terrorists. It is Israel, the type of force, and there's no such thing as democracy there. What you see there is ethnocracy, which means one ethnic group is given supremacy over another, and it is 100% apartheid. I like this guy's name. He's a Hindu guy, right? And he's a loyalist to Trump. So now they want to make him the chief of the FBI. His name is Keshe Patel. You see all these names you guys got? Patel and Desai and Mehta and all Hindu names, you know? Don't think it's Muslim name. It's all Hindu names, all this, yeah? Whether you like, don't like, it's not my business. That is the truth. So Patel is Hindu name. And you say Gamnu, but Patel here. It's a big shot. Desai, Mehta, oh, so many names. It's all Hindu guys' names. So this guy, his name is Keshe Patel, but this Keshe is not C-A-S-H. It's Keshe Patel with the K. You got it? So you must remember that. So Trump wants to make him in charge of the FBI. I wonder Patelji will be there in power. How much cash you have to pay him? And then he will give you his ear. So imagine the Indians will be running the show of the FBI. They'll be intercepting a lot of things going on. So if America is going downwards, let me tell you that, inshallah, they'll be heading for civil war. Russia kills 4 there in Ukraine. That we say from Russia with love. You see that? I like Putin when he harms America and Israel. And we hate him when he harms the Muslims there in Syria or anywhere else. Listen to this story. Interesting story. I look for funny news. Sri Lanka. You know Ceylon previously. There's a big highway there. So one elephant, Ganeshi, he parks there in the middle, and then they have to pay elephant tax, elephant toll road. They have to give him some nice sweets. You know what is the sweets for the elephant? One apple you give, he just open the mouth, finish, the apple is gone. You know how much these elephants eat? They have 6 sets of teeth, and then no more the teeth grow, and all the elephants come, and they go right in the jungle when nobody is seeing, and all the elephants cry, and then one by one they move away, and then they leave him or her to die peacefully, as they say. You must study Allah's creation. So when we go to this elephant park and so forth, one day in PE, they saw I'm the tallest guy. They said, "Mister, come here." I said, "Yes, sir. What you want?" To the madam order. I say, "What you want?" They say, "You must jump on this elephant and we'll take you around." I say, "I'm ready. Labbaik." So they took me right round. I gave the elephant 1-2 shots. "You don't feel nothing. So thick it is, you understood?" So he is parking there in the middle of the road. "You must pay me toll road." Then I walk away. Next car, I stop again. You see? So that's happening in Sri Lanka. Let's come here to South Africa. Let's start with this. Some of our senior ulama are not feeling too well. They are on the road to recovery. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them. See Ha Afia, Mona Abdul Hamid Sab of Azadwal, Mona Shabir Saluji of Yedalum Zakaria, and our Qari Abdul Rahman Sayyidin. He suffered a heart attack yesterday. He studied at Darulum, Newcastle. He's our student there at Darulum. So all of them not too well. Allah Jalla grant them all Shifa. And on this Mubarak day of Friday and first Shaban, make dua for our brother Hafiz Zakaria Desai. Allah bring him back to his wife. Randy. I spoke to one family member, and obviously the family are not in such good shape. Allah be with them. فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ اللَّهُمَّ رُدَّ زَكَرِيَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَإِيَالِهِ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, return him, Ya Rab. Zuma, I like Zuma. I want to make him Sulman. You see, we kept his name already. Jacob Zuma, we make him Yaqub Jumua. I sent a message to his chamchas. I don't want no secretary, no press, no media. One to one, I want to meet Zuma and make him Sulman. So anyway, Sulman to make him Muslim. So Zuma says they are arresting my daughter. Why? Because of me. So they let her off with a warning and so forth and so on. April, then the G20 summit will take place here in South Africa. So South Africa, you better have your lights and water and all that properly working. I believe it will be taking place here in Sandton somewhere. So the Rwanda, Paul Kagame, he humiliated Cyril, you see, CR. And he, the way he used words is a disgrace, really. So he knows he's got the upper hand and so forth and so on. So now there are 3-4 stories. I want all of you to listen to it carefully. Yesterday, some people sent to me and they said, look at this. Normally, when an agent is advertising Umrah, they'll have the photo of Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara. Certain agents are now advertising Umrah and the Grand Prix. And now they got the fast cars, the Formula One cars. Remember that to advertise Grand Prix is haram. For you as a so-called Muslim, you tell the world you're going to Makkah, Medina, and then you go to the Grand Prix Day in Jeddah, where the drivers themselves, they are promoting homosexuality. I remember last year, 2 years ago, that guy wore a helmet and promoting homosexuality. A shame and a disgrace it is, remember that, for our agents to be promoting with Umrah, and then you promote the Grand Prix. I will never advise any one of you to go with such agents. And where's that Molvi who's going with these people here? Are you also going to go to the Grand Prix? Are you also a scholar for dollar? A shame and disgrace, man. Have some respect, man. So remember that. You don't get feel bad. You know, I'll tell you on your face. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, or any government. So let me be honest. An absolute disgrace that is. You must remember that. So that's one story. Let me give you the other stories quickly. Then I'm going to come to one more story. Today, the khutbah will be rendered in Makkah around 11:33 South African time and 11:35 day in Madinah Munawwara South African time. Date will be 12:33, 12:35. In Makkah will be Yasir Dawsari. So he will be giving another lullaby khutbah. I can tell you that from now. Speak about the king and the crown prince and the haramis. And Abdul Muhsin al Qasim, he will be delivering the khutbah in Masjid Nabawi, and I will be going to nuclear, and inshallah the Mabayan will start there at 12:35. It will not be live on Markaz Sahaba. They don't have live streaming there. Those of you, your son's daughters getting married, so remember, send us the nikah announcements, inshallah. Send it now to Junaid Mota, 084-786-3132, and inshallah this morning, Friday morning, between 10 and 10:30, will be the nikah announcements, Mona Zahid Khan, and inshallah then we will translate the khutbah and all these things here. Okay, so I covered everything up. Now there is one controversy. You see, just now when we finish with the Q&A, so I will be going here to Masjid, Sufi Masjid. Sufi Masjid is here in Nightingale Street, you see. So this Nightingale Street came into the news, and they called it the cheese basket. Now, these are the questions we are posing. Don't come with other fairy tales and sidetrack people. The questions we are posing is this. Is it permissible? This is the first question. Is it permissible for any so-called halal organization to give a halal logo, halal certificate to non-Muslims, whether it's a Jew, whether it's a Christian, whether it's Hindu, whether it's ABC? Is it permissible? Our fatwa is a haram. How can we ever trust non-Muslims with our religion? But the greed is always there. Therefore, I say it openly in front of them. I tell them, whole lot, all these so-called halal organizations are just there as money-making gimmick and scholars for dollars. What Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abdul Dirham and Abdul Dinar. So number one question I'm posing, is it permissible for us as Muslims to give any non-Muslim that halal certificates for their products and we trust them regarding our halal? That's what it means you are doing. So we say haram is not permissible. Now we come to this case in particular, the one here in Lens. So remember that these people are Hindus. They have a retail outlet, they have a wholesale outlet, and so forth. And they're not respecting their own religion. They are supposed to be Hindus, vegetarians, but remember they're selling meat and so forth and so on. When they're not respecting their own religion, do you really think they will bother about Islam and so forth and so on? These are all the haqa'iq, the truth. There's no sense running away and giving fairy tale answers and so on. So remember the second question. These people are Hindus, supposed to be vegetarian, but they're selling meat and all that. So how can we as Muslims ever trust them? Two. Three, the truck didn't just come and park there. So remember, like coming to park in front of a mosque or masjid or something, the truck is a delivery truck. It picks up and it goes. So it picked up the halal, so-called halal, inverted commas, halal cheese. But they themselves admit that they deliver haram meat and pork and so forth. Now I'm trying to tell you that you Muslim listener, imagine there's a truck, and that truck has got pork, it's got haram meat, and it got your so-called halal cheese and all that produced or whatever sold by the people who are Hindus, and we give them a halal certificate, and all that in one truck. Now how does your heart accept it that you're going to eat that cheese and all that? And in that same truck, there's pork and haram meat and everything together. For them, what they worry? So they're not Muslims, so you must remember that. So that are our objections, you must remember. Sha'ban Mubarak has just started and Ramadan is coming in 1 month's time, and your ibadat will be destroyed. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about alcohol. When that person takes that one drop of alcohol and imbibes in that alcohol, لَمْ يَقْبَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ صَلَاةً أَرْبَعِينَ صَبَاحًا. Go see in Mishkat Sharif. For 40 days your salat is not accepted. Therefore, I'm very clear about this. I have no confidence in any halal organization in South Africa, Africa, and in the world. To me, the whole lot, without exception, are scholars for dollars, and people think that why must you bring all this up? So do you want to continue with the haram? And these are the jokers that are going to have Sira Jalsa. They promote all these haram things. And you tell me that why I raise these issues? If you want to get desensitized, do you want your children to eat haram? Do you want the ummah to eat haram? Have some shame, man. Have some shame, the ummah. Don't be just, you know, carry on and follow the Pied Piper. We are Muslims. We must be very careful what we consume. And this halal is just a case of money-making. And we reject it totally with the contempt it deserves. May Almighty Allah guide me, guide them. Hidayat, we come to our senses before death overtakes us. And let me be clear, to read salat behind all these jokers is not permissible. Okay, Ma Salim, we have 15 minutes left. So let's carry on, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it allowed to give Zamzam water to a non-Muslim person who is sick?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma'u zamzama lima shuriba lahu. That zamzam water, whatever intention you make, inshallah, permissible intention, it will be effective. Sahih, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So we must be very clear on these issues here. So you gave Zamzam water to your neighbor or your business associate, business you'll do together. He or she is very sick. Permissible or not permissible? But you Muslim mustn't make dua that Allah give him shifa only. You must make dua, Allah give him hidayat also. So we make dua for the greater one, and that is Allah give him the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Iman and Islam. So that is our message.
Can I make dua in English in sajda in salah?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, perform your salat as you see me performing salat. So in salat, far salat, witr salat, wajib salat, sunnat nafil salat, the du'as must be in Arabic, whether you are in sajda or whatever posture. So you must remember everything Arabic. Yes, out of salat you woke up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:30, and now you want to beg Allah, take me for Umrah, take me for Hajj, you haven't been, and now you speak to Allah in your own language, in Zulu, Afrikaans, Meman, Gujarati, English, what have you, out of Salat, so that is permissible. Hadith in Muslim Sharif, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَ سَاجِدٌ, the nearest the servant slave comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is when he or she are in sujood and a complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah. Fajtahidu fihi dua, to exert yourself and make long, long duas. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So we want Almighty Allah to accept our dua. So in that posture, you make dua in any language, out of namaz, out of salat. Faqaminun ayyustajaba lakum, your duas will be accepted. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif.
If a husband refuses nafaqa, maintenance, to his wife, what must she do? What will his punishment be on the day of Qiyamah if he dies before paying it?
Remember, my sister, that when he, your husband, said, Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, I have married her, I have accepted her. So the minimum he has to provide for you as his wife is roti, kapra, makan, the food, and a shelter, a flat or a house or outbuilding, whatever, according to his means, and the education, so growth and food, clothing, medical, you understand, when you sick, he has to pay for it. So all these things are compulsory upon him. If he is shirking his responsibility and so forth, so you go to the jamiyats, you go to the ulama in the Muslim countries, you go to the mahkama, to the court, and you apply for a fasakh and say that this husband here is not interested, he doesn't want to maintain you, he doesn't want to sustain you, but when he wants his conjugal relationship, then he comes there and he'll put you up, my poppy, my darling, my sweetheart, take this. But other time he's not worried about you. So remember, that is up to you. Either you make sulah and reconcile, or you request a divorce as a last resort and not the first option. And if nothing works, then you go to the ulama and the jamiyats and so forth. You apply for a fasakh. Fasakh means an annulment of that marriage. There will be a court case, and in that way, if the husband is found guilty, and then he'll be told to divorce his wife, he's too stubborn and obstinate. So in a case like that, remember what will happen. They can use their overriding power and annul that marriage.
Mufti Sahab, I want to know, my husband gives me my monthly allowance. Is it my duty to pay my helper from that money? May Allah keep Mufti Sahab and Abba in good health.
Ameen, ameen, mashallah, make dua for us. We're getting old now, you know, but we're not cold still, alhamdulillah. Everything is working still. So anyway, mashallah. So you must remember, you call that jayb kharch. You see what you call? Jayb kharch. All of you husbands, whenever I have to perform a nikah, so I tell them, the groom, you see, I say, bye, you're paying this mahar, 1 kruger coin, or you're giving cash, or what have you, so you have to pay mahar many times. The mahar I'm talking about are gifts. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Bayhaqi, tahaddu tahabu, give gifts to one another. It will generate mutual love. Fa innal hadiyata tuzhibu dhagain, because when you give gifts to one another, it removes the malice and the rancor and the hatred and so forth and so on. So we should remember every week, every month, say, oh honey, take the money, whatever you can afford. Now he gave you 100 rand, 500 rand, 1,000 rand. Now he expects you to pay the domestic, the maid. No, that's his duty, not your duty. So that is for your personal use. And if you got the good akhlaq and character and manners and morals, after giving poor peace, sweetheart, darling, your wife, then what happens is this, that you don't ask her what she did with that money. It's her personal, she has to buy this. You know, woman got 101 things to buy. So that is what Islam teaches us. It's not an obligation, it's a moral obligation. Story time. The book's name, write it down, ulama and students and people who know Arabic. The book's name is Akhbar-e-Umar, masterpiece. So there's a story written there, an anecdote and a story and incident. Umar wal-A'rabi. Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu arda, and the Bedouin. So one day a Bedouin came right there to the house of Sayyidina Umar. He took a U-turn and went away. He never entered. But with the corner of the eye, this is Umar, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, saw him. So there was some khadim and worker. He said, go call that person. He came here and he went away. So they brought the Arabi, Amirul Mu'mineen is calling you. Now what can he do? He came. So Sayyidina Umar told him, you came here, why you went away? He said, Sayyidina Umar, please, just give me permission, I want to go away. He said, no, I insist. So you tell me what happened. He said, okay, you insisting, let me tell you. I told my wife, you know, few words, and she told me many paragraphs. Yesterday on my status, I sent out a message that my house is like a university. That 7 days per week, and Junaid Mota 24 hours a day, there's lectures going on, and the wife, the fro, is busy all day and night, she's talking, and that therefore they call it the mother language. Mother language means what your mother speaks, because the father got no chance to speak, you see that? So that is what happened. I told a few things. She gave me such a lecture and she broke my heart. I came to your house. I heard your wife giving you a lecture. I said, what does Amirul Mu'mineen is going to help me? Both of us are in the same boat. See the wisdom of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu arda. Said, come, man to man, we discuss it. Who cooks your food? He said, wife. Who looks after your children, wife? Who cleans your house, wife? Who looks after your valuables, wife? So like that, he asked him everything. He said, Zawjati, 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 my wife, my wife, my wife. He said, Subhanallah, one lady, and she got 6-7 portfolios. So sometime when she blows a gasket, then you mustn't get upset. You must remember that. It is the nature of them. Just walk away and go to masjid or go outside and so forth. So see the wisdom of Sayyidina Umar. They don't retaliate at that time. After that, then you say, oh honey, take this money, and then everything come normal. You see that? So that is what Islam teaches. But sometimes the woman, they can't stop also. So anyway, so you don't have to pay from that money for your maid. He must pay, your hubby must pay for that.
Mufti Sahab, how many months must my mother sit for her iddah?
If you mean the iddah that your father passed away yesterday, last week or so, then it is 130 days, 130 days from time of death. Whether you count on the Islamic calendar or Gregorian calendar, it will be the same. And if you mean that your father passed away, he is 70, 75 years old, your mother is 65, 70 years old, she is in a menopause now and so forth, and remember that it is talaq, iddat we are talking about, then it will be thalathatu ashhur. Ashur, 90 days from the time the talaq was given, and so forth. So it, and if she's pregnant, then whether it is death or whether it is divorce, Surah 65, verse number 4, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ, when she gives birth to the baby and delivers, then the iddat will expire, whether it's after 1 month or after 7-8 months. So these are the basic rules you should know.
Kisab, the women folk want to ask this question. If performing Salah in Makkah Sharif Jamaat Khana while following the Imam, will the Salah count? Safs are not continuous, or should they read in the hotel room without following the Imam?
Let us just rephrase this question. Those of you who haven't been there, maybe you never even understood the question. Nowadays, the 5-star hotels, both in Makkah and Medina, most of them, I wouldn't say all of them, but most of them, they link up with the mics of the haram. So you know that the haram has very powerful mics and so forth. So then they have 2 hurufa and 2 muswalla. A muswalla lirijal and muswalla linnisa. For the men's prayer room on top the 15th floor, 10th floor, 12th floor, whatever. And 1 for the ladies. So now you ladies go there, or the men go there, and you're following the Imam. But between you and the Imam, there are gaps for 100 serfs, 20 serfs, 5 serfs. So the question arises, from that hotel where you are residing, staying, and they have their own musalla, you're following the Imam of the Haram, especially there in Makkah. And so, is it permissible? No, it's not permissible. You must repeat your salat. And for you ladies, you must sit quietly in your hotel room and read your salat there. Who taught us that? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Go open targhib wa tarheeb. And you Salafis, this is by Sheikh Albani. I have the copy that was authenticated by him. Umme Humaid al-Sa'idiyya radiallahu anha came. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to read salat behind you. O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid Nabawi. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, see, Ya Umme Humaid, made your house has got 3 parts. You read salat day in the front room, you'll get more reward in your home than reading salat behind me in Masjid Nabawi. You read in the middle, your reward will increase. You read right at the back, you will receive the optimum, maximum reward. Go open Targhib wa Tarheeb. وَهُوَ حَدِيثٌ صَحِيحٌ وَصَحَّحَهُ الْأَلْبَانِي. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, I met him. He said his hadith is sahih. And remember that in Abu Dawood, it comes. You ladies, you go Makkah, Medina, go open Abu Dawood and see. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you go outside, wal yakhrujna tafilat, you must wear shabby clothes. You must wear simple clothes. Today when our sisters, mothers go, they buy new abaya. And many of them, I won't say all, but they wear the latest style and latest abaya, and they're making tawaf to show the people, check how I look. Man samma asamma Allahu bihi. When you show off in front of people, Allah will disgrace you in front of that people there. And the Master alayhi salam said, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ, is sahih, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when the ladies would come for Jummah, he used to tell them, hey, go back to your homes. أَخِّرُهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَهُنَّ اللَّهُ. This is not ordinary mortals. He's faqihu hadhil ummah, one of the grand muftis of this ummah. So you men and women, you just park there in your hotel and you read behind the Imam, and the sufuf and the rows are not going on, that salat is null and void, and you have to repeat it. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa. And remember, any one of you, your daughter, son, grandchildren, connections, cousins are getting married, please send us your nikah announcements. And that is, now you send it, 084-786-3132. And inshallah, this morning, 10 to 10:30 will be nikah announcements. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.